Today, the worship team, at least the sermon title is, Can You Hear the Invitation? And this sermon title came to me fairly easy. I don't want to say that the whole sermon came easy, but this title, because it's very obvious that God wants to extend his invitation to us again and again. By the way, you can see it from the Old Testament, the first pages of the Old Testament, all the way to the Bible. God is inviting us into his story, into his narrative. The whole salvation is all about us stepping into God's narrative for us. Not just for earthly good, daily good, but for eternal good and for eternal salvation. So we are about to hear an invitation, the invitation coming from the Lord this morning. And in order for us to, by the way, how important it is that we hear the invitation. If we don't hear the invitation, it is impossible to respond to it. We got to hear the invitation first. And it is coming to us from the Lord. Back in Finland, in the Methodist Church where I served, the first Methodist Church in Helsinki, above the altar, it is this scripture, Matthew 11:25, with Jesus extending his invitation. And it's been up there about 150 years at least, and originally written with the handwriting, or how you say it, using the writing that is a little bit difficult for us to read. You can when you concentrate on it. But you don't know how many times that reading, but straightforward reading has blessed people who enter into the sanctuary with burdens and heavy load. And I'm sure that when this invitation comes to you this morning from the Lord himself, you will accept it as you hear it, you will respond to it, and it will be blessing you. It will bless you. This is the sixth Sunday of the Pentecost. And this gospel reading that is before us is focusing on finding rest and healing, finding strength, not through our own exhausting efforts, but by surrendering our burdens to Jesus. It sounds very simple, yet it is not always simple to us. And Jesus is talking about heavy burdens and heavy yoke. And first point this morning, I was wondering if one of you are carrying heavy burdens this morning, or if you feel that your yoke is heavy. Maybe some of you are. Maybe somebody who is watching, worshiping with us through Facebook, maybe it is you, maybe it is many of us, maybe it is all of us. In the gospel reading, we can hear it now, that Jesus extends one of his most comforting invitations. As a matter of fact, I don't know anything that comforting in the whole gospel than this one right here, what Jesus is inviting us for. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy and carrying heavy burdens, I will give you rest. All you who are carrying heavy burdens. Maybe we all are carrying heavy burdens this morning. Maybe you are particularly. Now, please hear it right. Jesus is not serving as an advisor or counselor directing you to go to somebody else in town. More experienced, more professional skills maybe. No, he's saying, come to me. Come to me. And I will give you rest. Namely, in our daily lives, it is so easy to accumulate heavy loads and burdens. Are you with me? Very easy. We carry the burdens of our expectations, our anxieties about the future, what the future holds. I've heard young people, especially where I'm going to go to school, what is going to happen to me after school? Am I going to get a job? And so forth, so forth. And parents are in the same boat. And many other type of burdens about the future. We may also be laboring under the heavy yokes of perfectionism. And you feel that you can meet the standards or measure, then it brings guilt. Or the demands of other people or the world are demanding better performance from you. Life can feel relentless, and sometimes we try to power it through in our own strength, leaving us exhausted and depleted. I don't have to ask if you have experienced something like this, because I know you have. I've been minister for a little while, and I know where people are. I believe I do. And we start easily looking around who to blame for all this. That's easy. That comes very easy and handy for us all. Who to blame for this? Exhausting feelings. My download, my everything's going on. I start looking around. Somebody got to be blamed for this. Somebody, not me. It is not me, but somebody else. And sometimes it may be somebody else. And sometimes the truth is somewhere in the middle. Many times the truth is right here. When we are still with these heavy thoughts, experiencing heavy burdens and load, and yoke is overwhelming heavy, we start hearing something. We start hearing something as if there was an invitation for me to get relief. And then it always comes if we listen. I hope you do this morning. And listen very good and well. It comes that gentle invitation. Let me underline the word gentle invitation come from Jesus. Do you hear it, church? You hear it. And that invitation means that Jesus is stepping into your weariness with a different offer than just start looking around who to blame, even blaming yourself. Here's what he says. Listen to this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Wow, it's deep. You don't hear Jesus saying, I get you temporary relief from this. I give you a break. No, it goes much deeper than that. You will find rest for your souls if you respond to my invitation. Now, a yoke in ancient world was a wooden, most of the time wooden tool to share a load. If you grew up on the farm, and you can probably go back to your memories, you see if you happen to have two horses pulling a load, there was a yoke between these two, connecting to each other and sharing the load. So it wasn't overwhelming heavy for one of them. Also people using that as well. Now, Jesus is saying here very clearly that he wants to be our partner under that yoke. And he carries the heavy end of the weight. Because you and I, we can't do it. And he's promising that we don't have to carry the heavy things of life ourselves, by ourselves. Here's where we get lost many times. when we hear this invitation, the way we take it, hope we don't take it that way this morning, that Jesus, my goodness sake, Jesus is inviting me to come for checkup. When I go to him, he's going to tell me where all I'm doing wrong. And then he's sending me back to try to do better. And then before no time at all, he's inviting me back to let me know where all I'm doing wrong. And that is not getting relief. That is getting more pressure. And we Christians, many times we are right there. We forget that Jesus is our Savior, not inspector, supervisor, trying to get us where we are making mistakes, because they are plenty obvious. It don't take Jesus to see them. Ask your wife or husband or co-worker or your fellow Christian. They know better than you do where you're going wrong way. Amen on that? When you go to Jesus, you are not going to go to inspector. You are going to go to your Savior, who will take your load, give you strength, forgive your sins, and send you back being relieved and blessed and forgiven. That's the gospel. Am I right? Am I reading it wrong? I think I'm right with this one. And he's right there, walking beside you, sharing weight of the burden and guiding you as you go forward. That's what the gospel is all about. And then the Bible says, Jesus says himself, that his yoke is tailored to us. It being balanced well. It is one of grace, mercy, and love and strength that we are missing. And wisdom, oh yes, wisdom as well. The lastly, but not leastly, I believe, friends, that we were offered grace in the weakness. Not just when we are strong, but when we are weak. That's when grace comes into picture. It took a while for Apostle Paul to figure this out. He made many mistakes before he figured this out. When I am weak, then I am strong. Coming from his background, being a Pharisee, being trained well by the law, knowing and studying and teaching the law of God, which is righteous. But he was missing the grace portion of it. Well, there is no grace in the law. Don't even try to find it. There's no grace in the law. Law is righteous. It is pushing you one direction. Where it's pushing you? It is pushing you to Jesus to ask mercy from him who is perfect, because you are imperfect. So this message of rest actually beautifully echoes what the epistle, Apostle Paul's letter to Romans, for example. When you go home today for a devotional of the night, please read the 6th and the 7th and the 8th. Once you get started, why don't you complete the 9th chapter of the book of Romans? It comes very clear to you where your strength comes from, where the grace comes from, and who is your Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul reminds us that in him, in Jesus, we have died to the power of sin, and we've been raised to walk in newness of life. And that is where we are, the newness of life. Our spiritual strength doesn't come from proving all the time how capable and perfect we are. Rather, it comes from admitting our need for God's grace and depending entirely upon Christ and his grace. Is this home lesson for some of us? As you leave this sanctuary this afternoon, early afternoon, and you go back to your week and back to your mission week, remember that you do not have to carry the weight or the load of your load, anybody else's load, or the load of this world on yourself, on your shoulders, but you have somebody who has promised to be willing, more than willing, to carry it with you, and sometimes for you. His name is Jesus. I don't know anybody else who is better than that. Wow. He's superior to in that. When you feel overwhelmed, when you are anxious and you are tired, you are confused and you don't have wisdom, you've been extended invitation, and it is constantly in force. It is good all the time. Jesus says, come to me. If you are weary, carrying heavy burdens, your yoke is getting overwhelming, you better come to me. I will give you rest. From that on, you feel that if you take my load on you, it is easy and you can do it. But sometimes we wonder, what kind of rest is this, what Jesus offers? It is not merely a cessation of activity or excuse for laziness. Laziness is not by any means grace. I mean, sometimes we can take the day off, and people ask you, sometimes I take a day off or two, and people are, what's your plan for the day? I said, guess what? I don't have no plans whatsoever. And sometimes it's good to have vacation that you don't have plans. Sometimes after vacation, we would need a 2 or 3 week vacation to recover from vacation. Well, if you don't believe me, take your family down to Florida if you have 2 or 3 kids. Have a nice 1 week vacation. 2 days, take 2 days to drive down there and 2 days to come up. Okay? Then you load your car and you unload your car. And then when somebody goes next morning, oh, I'm sure you are very relaxed and you are fresh. And oh, here's the thing. I said, no, I need 2 week vacation to recover from this. But Jesus is offering us a permanent relief that comes from lying down. The need to control everything. You don't have this issue, am I right? Controlling everything. I bet you do. When Jesus says to take his yoke upon us and learn from him, don't forget that part. He's shifting your focus on yourself, on your own striving, on his companionship and friendship. That is where it's going. And he says, let me take us from here on. I have seen your struggle and you have admitted, let's go from here. So something to take home today before we receive the sacrament, which is indeed his real presence by the power of the Holy Spirit. I would ask us to release your control over things and matters to Jesus. Do your part and do it well, but don't take more bigger bite than you can handle. Take time to sit at his feet. To me, it's much easier to preach about this than to practice myself, but sometimes I advise myself that, hey, why don't you take time to sit at his feet? You would do a much better job after that. Sit at his feet, at the feet of Jesus. And then when you are there and you start seeing things better, you get relief and peace and rest, you extend that invitation to other people to experience and receive the same blessing that you have just received from him. Please listen to this invitation and respond to it. Can you hear it? It is from the Lord, and it comes to us, for you and for me, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.